Elizabeth McConkie is one of my favorite composers of string quartets, and we're going to hear her 11th next. McConkie was born in 1907 in Broxbourne, Hertford, north of London, of Irish parents. The family moved back to Dublin after World War I. Interestingly, she had little opportunity to hear any music in her growing up years. The only orchestral music she heard while living in Ireland was a performance of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, given by the Halle Orchestra in 1922 when she was 15. After her father died, when Elizabeth was 16, the family moved back to England and she was accepted into the Royal College of Music, where she studied composition with Charles Wood and Ralph Vaughan Williams. She worked with Vaughan Williams for many years and acknowledges the central influence on her music of both him and Bela Bartok. At the Royal Conservatory, McConkie was regarded as one of the most brilliant students and won several prizes while still at college. However, she was denied the prestigious Mendelssohn Scholarship for study overseas because, in the Royal College of Music director's opinion, you will only get married and never write another note. She did indeed get married and had two daughters, the younger of whom is the highly regarded composer Nicolas Lafanu, who grew up to win the Mendelssohn Prize which had been denied to her mother. And of course, McConkie continued to compose. Her compositional output includes concertos, 3 one-act operas, songs, musical theater works, and, most especially, the 14 string quartets which form the core of her creative work. In 1932, the year that her piano concerto was broadcast on the BBC, McConkie developed tuberculosis, the disease that had killed her father. She left London for Kent and cured herself by living in a hut at the bottom of the garden. In spite of this isolation, her music continued to be performed and broadcast throughout the 1930s. The 11th String Quartet was composed in 1977. It is a continuous piece which plays for about 15 minutes without a break, in that way much like the Joan Tower piece we just heard. Another similarity is that this piece presents 2 motifs at the beginning of the piece, out of which grows the main material of the piece. I don't think this is easy to hear without some concentrated analytical listening, which I don't particularly recommend the first time around, but it is what makes the piece hold together. McConkie has said that this is the most completely integrated of her quartets. "It makes sense only as a whole, not piecemeal," she writes. "It is rather like a piece of woven material with contrasting colors and patterns running through it, which is yet all of a piece." We'll hear it played by the Mystery String Quartet.